from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Behar Bukotai, Covenantal Rest. We know the whole book of Vayikra is really a book of laws. But in the Torah, laws play an interesting role. Laws are things that you make a covenant over. You make a covenant over laws. For instance, Devarim is a book of laws. There's a covenant that's made with it. The laws from the time they got the Torah through Mishpatim, it's a covenant of laws, and there's a covenant that's made with the Jews there in Mishpatim, and then again for the after the Golden Calf and Kitisa. So when you have laws, you use them to make a covenant. In those days, that was very much understood. It was like today you have a constitution, then you have a country that's based on that constitution. In those days, it's a code of Hammurabi was the basis for the covenant between the people in Babylonia and their leader, Hammurabi. So the Torah is all about various laws, and then those laws form a covenant. They are the covenant which we have to keep. The choice of exactly which law you put right before the covenant itself is interesting. So Behar Bukotai is about sabbatical year, the Shemitah, the Yovel, the Jubilee year, when all the slaves go free, land goes back to its original owner, and then other equalizing sort of elements of, you know, redeeming your friend if he's sold into slavery, redeeming land if somebody sells their ancestral land. So it's all about sort of equalizing society. And that's put right before Bechukotai, which is the covenant. Bechukotai is if you keep the covenant, if you don't keep the covenant. Similarly, in Shemot, it lists all the various laws, but there's a choice of right before we get to the end of the laws, we have the holidays, which were actually in Vayikra. We mentioned last week in Emor, we mentioned the holidays. And then we mentioned what? Sheishanim Tizrat Sadecha. That 6 years you should plant your field, and then the seventh year, you leave it alone, and it's the Shemitah year. So too over here, that's in Shemot. So too over here in Vayikra, laws of Shemitah and Parshat Behar, which leads into Parshat Bechukotai, which is the making of the covenant. What's the covenant about? Laws. Which law is mentioned last? The laws of sabbatical year. So why are the sabbatical year laws mentioned specifically in connection with the covenant? So it's very clear. In the covenant itself, it says, hey, if you don't keep the commandments, then I'll make the land barren. You're not going to make the land barren. I'll make the land barren. And the land's going to get its sabbaticals, whether you like it or not. You know, you're going to have your recess, but I'll determine what the terms are. You'll have all the kol yemea hashama. He says, it's going to keep all the Shabbases, all the sabbatical years that you didn't keep. It'll be nice and barren when you leave and there's nobody there anymore. So there's a notion that if you don't keep the sabbatical years, God's going to just make one long sabbatical. So far it's been 2,000 years sabbatical. So you won't be on the land. You won't work the land during that time. The book of Jeremiah also in chapter 31 also says that they're going into exile because they didn't keep those sabbatical years, or maybe some sort of combination of sabbatical or jubilee year. You didn't let the slaves go every 7 years. You didn't, you didn't let the slaves go every 50 years. So Jeremiah also speaks of the essential element of the covenant being the sabbatical year. Now, if we ask conceptually, why the sabbatical year? Why pick that? Why not something else? So I think there are two elements to it. If we ask, well, what is the sabbatical year about? We're going to have a class Thursday night about it. But really in two different ideas. One is that the land belongs to God and not to you. So that's an important covenantal element. Because what's the covenant? If you keep the commandments, you keep the land. If you don't keep the commandments, you don't keep the land. But when you keep the land, you have to recognize it's not your land. We don't say, this land is my land. No. Legalize, the land belongs to God. So if you don't keep a sabbatical year, you think it's your land. Huh? You're just leasing. It's not really your land. So So this is a reminder that the covenant is hinged on the notion that it's you get to keep the land if you keep the commandments, but it's never your land, it's my land. Secondly, why do we have the sabbatical years? It's about the poor people. And truly, the covenant is linked to the poor people because, again, the whole notion of an ethical nation, Am Kadosh, is the whole book of Vayikra, what is it about? Kadoshim to you should be a holy people. And that's very much about ethical behavior. So that if you start becoming this big landlord and you know, megalopolis and you buy everybody out and before you know it, you own the whole country. No, it doesn't work that way. After 50 years, it equalizes. Everybody who bought land, they go back to the original plot. You're left with two little plots. Maybe you built up some cash, but in terms of land, it all equalizes at the Jubilee year. So the notion of an equitable society, of a charitable society, this is obviously an important element of, as Jeremiah says, you know, your friend became an indentured slave for 6 years and you didn't let him go. You turned him into a permanent slave. It's not right. You can't have a society built on that. As Isaiah always says, you know, we have to be Yirat Tzedek. We have to be a righteous country in order to exist, in order to survive in the eyes of God. So we've made the observation that Bahar B'chukotai, they kind of go together. You have to have that covenantal rest. You have to rest in order to keep that covenant. And we suggested two reasons why. Because the covenant is all about the land of Israel, but we can't get carried away that somehow when we're good, the land becomes ours. No, the land is always God's. Our stay in this earth is because God lets us do so. Number two, if you want to stay in the land, you have to keep, first and foremost, you have to keep all the commandments, but first and foremost, and you better keep at least the ethical commandments, because if not, the land will spit you out. As the book of Vayikra says over and again, you have to be holy, cannot defile the land, and ultimately, we have to remember the land is not ours, and to share the land with all the people who are inhabitants thereof. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Elmeth Congregation for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays and various how-to videos. And thanks to Jason Leskowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.